Past efforts stalled, but cash and safety drove the bill forward this time. Wisconsin would have lost millions in federal dollars if the lower limit wasn't approved in extraordinary session and signed into law before mid-July. Transportation officials estimate that lowering the blood alcohol limit to 0.08 will save 24 lives every year. Nearly 300 people are killed annually in drunk driving accidents on Wisconsin roads. One of them was the daughter of Rosalind Rose of Peshtigo. The former chair of Mothers Against Drunk Driving was at the governor's official bill signing.
Politics and highway dollars set aside, 0.08 will save lives. It didn't save the life of my child, but it will save the life of someone's child. Thank you.
Under a compromise, the new law contains lower penalties for so-called social drinkers who are over the new legal limit but haven't reached the old threshold. Governor Jim Doyle opposed watering the bill down. He says science shows that a 170-pound man having four drinks is impaired in both judgment and reaction time.
It's also very important, I believe, for people to understand that this is against the law, this behavior is against the law, and for people to make much better judgments about when they are going to get behind the wheel of a car.
The new blood alcohol limit takes effect September 30th. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.